The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. And this week I have some cool stuff. I'm going to get into some cool philosophical stuff as well as some hardcore details how to be healthier, especially the most the biggest issues relating disability in our country and the best ways to overcome them. Because, you know, if you're disabled or if you have any disability, which is messing up your life, it can really put a damper on enjoying life. You're miserable all the time. You're in pain all the time and you're not happy. But I want to start off the show with a story I read by a golfer. His name's Scottie Scheffler. Many people may recognize his name, but Scottie Scheffler is an extremely successful golfer, probably the number one golfer in the world right now. He's had a tremendous amount of success, but they asked him in an interview, you know, they're expecting standard answers, giving generic questions, but they ask him why he wants to continue winning, like what drives him. And he says, I don't know, right? I don't know. He said, you know, he's clear that his wife and his son were his top priorities. He said his faith is equally central. He describes his purpose simply, I've been called to come out here, do my best to compete and glorify God. But he closed the press conference with a line that stopped the room. He says, I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's not the place to look for your satisfaction. So, you know, his purpose, everybody's viewing his purpose is winning in golf. Now, I'm sure he loves golf. I'm sure that I know he's great at golf, and he says that he has to win. Doesn't understand why, but he has to win. And so that is kind of his purpose, but he realizes it's not his main purpose. Doesn't create the big change for him. And I describe purpose as having a really, really big why. You know, if you have a really big why, like why do I do the things that I do? Well, for me, it'd be to support my family, to create, you know, a life for my family that's better than we would have had otherwise. That's my main goal for what I do. And everybody has a different goal. But if you have a goal of losing weight to fit into a dress or go to a reunion or go to a wedding, that goal isn't going to work for that long, right? It's not going to help you for that long. You need big goals. They say big, hairy goals. It's like BHAG. There's a name for that, big, hairy goals. And there's another word in there I'm not going to get into right now. But when you look at how this happens, there's so many people out there who have big, hairy goals. They have stuff they want to try to overcome, but they also have major disabilities. I know so many people that I've seen in my office who've had disabilities, who have this tremendous zest and zeal for life, but they cannot live it to the degree they want to. And that really stinks, right? I know so many people that have a fully functioning body and they sit on a couch every single day and watch TV or play games or on their phones or whatever. And I'm not trying to hit you if that's you, but I know people that have very strong goals and they can't do it because they have disabilities. And that's a miserable way to live, right? I'm going to get into the biggest disability first, but I'm going to get into a couple more. If I were to ask you what's the biggest disability holding people from working, keeping people from working, giving them pain so they can't work, what do you think the disability is? And this is important. It's the biggest disability in the world, right? And it's low back pain. So low back pain is a single leading cause of disability worldwide. This is why I'm bringing it up. I mean, low back pain is important to me. I see it every day in my office, but it's the number one thing in the world that's keeping people from working, from being home, for earning income, for feeling like they did a job, you know, well done, right? They did good work, come home feeling proud, being a good father, good mother. Low back pain is the number one thing stopping them from living the life that they want, being able to play with their kids, you know, play catch with their son, you know, throw their kids in the air and catch them, even hold their kids in their arms. Low back pain can really screw that up. So there's an estimated 619 million people globally who are affected by this as of 2020. 619 million people. There's about 7 billion people in the world. So that's just under 10% of the population, you know, deals with low back pain as a disability. And projections are saying 843 million by 2050. So lumbar disc disease produces everything from dull chronic aching to sharp nerve pain radiating down the legs. And this is a huge thing people are disabled by, not working with. And, you know, I want to try to give some solutions to help you out. And I'm going to give you some other things that sort of colorize this picture better. So the nerves that are involved, if you have low back pain, right, it's your lumbar nerve roots. So from L1 to L5 in your lower spine. And they don't just affect your legs and lower back. They send signals to the large and small intestines, bladder, reproductive organs, kidneys, and adrenal glands. So the thing is, when you have damage to these nerves, one of the things that it does is causes pain, alerting you to do something about it. The other thing that it does, it shuts down your digestive system. So you aren't going to the bathroom as frequently, or maybe you get Crohn's disease or irritable bowel syndrome. That's a neurological issue because those organs are run by the nerves, right? L1 and L2 go to the large intestines, and L3 and L4 serve the bladder and uterus, and L5 influences the prostate or uterus depending on sex. So the thing with that, I have so many people, prostate cancer, uterine fibroids, and it's caused neurologically by weak function because there's pressure on the nerves that are creating the pain that's causing people not be able to work and have a disability. So it's really important to realize this. You know, I see people all the time with pain. They say I have pain, you know, they're taking pills, doing injections, doing therapy, even having surgery, none of which is correcting the main cause of the problem down there. And over time, it leads to things like bladder problems for women, major menstrual cycle issues, reduced kidney function. And if you leave it there long enough, it creates the disease that you can't do anything about. You need medical care at that point. I say medical care, it's good, right? If you have a crisis, you know, if you haven't changed your oil in your car for a while, you haven't done the preventative maintenance and your engine stops running, you need a mechanic, right? That's like, you need surgery. But if you take care of it, you never need a mechanic. So I'm going to get into some really strong research, right? There's 33 clinical practice guidelines studies spanning 50 years. Found that 90% of people favored corrective care, corrective chiropractic care for low back pain. A 2025 study studied over 49,000 patients. They found that getting spinal adjustments were significantly less likely to develop opioid use disorder than prescribed medications. So I see this all the time. People are getting adjusted, getting corrected, and getting the problem with the pain. They can overcome the pain better with no side effects from the drugs, no extra issues from the surgery. Surgery has, believe it or not, a 50% failure rate. Yeah, you might have a good one. I'm happy for you. But a 50% failure rate if you have a low back surgery, and then a 90% failure rate over 10 years. So I don't know why we chase after that. I don't know why we put those experts on the soapbox and whatever they say, we just do it, because it clearly shows if you do more conservative care, get it corrected positionally, especially before it becomes so bad, the only choice you have is surgery, you can overcome it and be much, much healthier and have a much better life. So that's the thing with disability. If you take care of your nervous system in the beginning, you don't have to deal with the chronic issues later. Next thing is neck pain. Neck pains, it's the third leading cause of disability in our country, affects 30% of adults annually. So 30% of adults have some level of disability with neck pain. So you have cervical disc disease, and that produces neck pain, radiating arm pain, headaches, and severe cases, full spinal cord compression affecting the entire body. And so the nerves involved with it, C1 and C2, that's the first bone in your neck. It's Christopher Reeve's area. And I want to get into these more nitty gritty things because it's very important to understand. They influence, C1 and C2 influences your brain's blood supply and your pituitary gland. So when you have C1 and C2 issues, you're going to experience migraines. I see that every day in my office, people with migraines, brain fog, high blood pressure, hormonal dysregulation, you know, and other heart issues. And basically those nerves at the trunk, the base of your brain, we have this big trunk of nerves that run everywhere in your body. So if you have any pressure on those nerves due to this C1 and C2 malfunction or abnormal positioning, it can create massive malfunction anywhere in your body. In a landmark randomized control study in the Journal of Human Hypertension found that single upper cervical adjustment produced an average reduction of 17 millimeters of mercury systolic and 10 millimeters of mercury diastolic blood pressure. So it decreased your blood pressure by 17, that's your high number, and 10 in the low number. And if you compared that to taking two antihypertensive medications, it worked better than two of them simultaneously. So I love that, right? It shows that it affected the blood pressure better than the top two leading medications. But what are people doing? Taking the top two leading medications. It blows my mind. You know why? I'll tell you this. You know why? Because insurance more than likely would cover the medication. That's why. Because it's cheaper. It's worse for your body. You don't get better as well. There's side effects and everything else wrong, but you want it because it's cheaper. And I'm not pointing anybody out. I'm not pointing at you if that's you, but it just drives me nuts. You're not getting back to what Scottie Scheffler said, you know, the core, what's your purpose? What's your purpose in life? To have no pain and more disease, or have no pain and better function? Because better function is always my purpose. Getting your body working better is always my purpose. And the organ connection. So if you have C1 and C2 dysfunction, you get the migraines, brain fog, hormonal dysregulation, all that. But it also shows it causes malfunction to your digestive tract, your lower back, all the way down to your toes. You have heart issues. You have respiratory issues. All these things go along. You have breathing problems, lung disease, heart disease, because you have pressure up there. So it's so important to get that area better, because if you leave it there, it's going to create more issues down the road. Okay, one more area I'm going to talk about, and that is that the spine is not just a structural scaffold. People view, and I want to explain that a little deeper, right? The brain, your body puts the brain and spinal cord in its highest level of protection, right? It wraps a bony vault around your brain. It puts a bony vault to protect your brain. It's the only thing in your entire body that's completely surrounded by bone, right? Your skull. And so it's so important to your body that it protects it that way. In your spinal cord, it's surrounded by bony tube. Now, your bony tube has segments because you need to move around. You can't just be like a stiff person walking through the world. But this bony scaffolding, right? It's a primary, it isn't just that, it's a primary conduit of the nervous system. It connects the brain to every tissue, organ, and cell in the entire body. So when that condiment is compromised, the consequences ripple outward in ways that conventional medicine focused on organ systems in isolation, it's ill-equipped to see. So chiropractic care restores the position, restores that conduit. And when it does, your whole body benefits in ways that often astonish both patients and practitioners. I mean, the studies prove it over and over, undeniably, and we see it every day in my practice. So I'm going to start off, as I always do, I'm going to give away some appointments. If anybody wants to figure out what's going on in the spine and nervous system, if you have any condition I spoke about or any other condition that's bothering you, and you have a zeal for more life, maybe you have a disability right now and you're saying, you know, I have to do my disability. I have to follow what they tell me to do or else I'll lose the disability. Well, who cares, right? Get your life back. Get your health back. Get feeling and functioning better. Be a better father, better mother, right? You know, have all these things work so you can go out and earn money and have a great life. You know, that's so important. I'm not saying, like, I'm not pointing anybody out, but it's so important to me. If I was someone who had the potential to be better and I'd rather just sit in the couch, that would drive me nuts. Drive me nuts. So if you want to come in, we'll do the entire exam process, normally $230. We'll do x-rays. We'll do everything we do to figure out what's going on with you. And if you need care, we do incredible care. We truly do high level corrective care, not just pop and go. I don't do that sort of stuff. When you hurt, come by, you pop you, tell you to leave. We look at your spine on x-rays. We analyze your x-rays and we get your x-rays corrected. We do re-x-rays over time through your care plan to measure how much you're moving back towards the corrected position you're designed to be in. So you have no pressure in your nervous system, your body's working better. I had a woman come in 2 days ago. She said, she's 75 years old. She's 8 months under care. Said, I just feel so much better. My life is so much better. Thank you so much, because it isn't like my back pain's better or my neck pain's better. My life is better. I'm more clear. I have no pain, more clear thinking, more energy throughout my entire body. She was so grateful. And that's what I want for every one of you. So if you want to take advantage of one of those 10 free new patient appointments, normally $230, give us a call or leave us a message. Now, my phone number, it's 845-896-1200. And you could text that number. You could text it the word posture, and we'll get back to you Monday morning. Or you can just leave a message, say, I want to come in, and we'll get back to you Monday morning. But the thing is, if you're going to take that appointment, we're a very busy office. So if you're going to take the appointment, please do it with the intent of definitely coming. I'm not looking for feelers. Maybe down the road you want to come in, and that's okay. If you're not sure right now, then just don't call in just yet. Don't text us right now, right? Only because we have 10 appointments and they fill up every week, and you may take that appointment away for someone who desperately needs it. They're disabled and they need to get better. So if you want to come in, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200, or text us on the same number. Text us the word posture, 845-896-1200. We'll get back to you Monday morning, and we'll set up a time for you to come in and analyze your spine, see how you're doing, and see how much better you can get, how much better you can feel, how much better your life can be. Right. So for those of you who are nutrition nerds, I love you, because I get into stuff like crazy. I'm going to get into a new concept. I often talk about intermittent fasting. And if you don't know what that is, it's eating in a window, right? A timed window. So it should be about 8 hours a day that you eat, you consume your calories, and another 16 hours you don't eat at all, right? You give your body a chance to not, you know, to heal and not process food, but it's 8 hour eating window. But I'm gonna get into something else called chrononutrition. So something a little bit deeper than even the intermittent fasting window. And it's a cool thing, right? So scientists have figured out your body has its own built-in clock. Every single organ inside of your stomach, your liver, your muscles, they all run on a schedule. And that schedule is designed to match up with the sun. So when the sun comes up, your body basically says, all right, let's go. Time to process food and burn energy. And when the sun goes down, it's like, okay, we're winding down, you know, stop sending so much food. So, you know, if you think of it, it's a cool thing. And it's going to get more interesting too, because your brain has a master clock sitting right in the middle of it. Scientists call it the suprachiasmatic nucleus. It's a simple, super long name for basically the boss of your other body clocks. This boss clock gets its instruction from sunlight. So the moment the light hits your eyes in the morning, the boss clock wakes up, starts sending signals to every other organ in your body saying it's time to rise, shine, food's coming, get ready. So when you eat breakfast shortly after waking up, your body is confirming that signal. You're telling every organ, yep, the boss clock is right, let's go. So when you skip breakfast, and I'm going to get back into the eating window, the time window, but we need to shift a little bit. When you skip breakfast and don't eat until noon or later, it's like showing up to, the gym 2 hours late. Your body's saying, okay, it's cool. Your liver, your stomach, your muscles, they're all warmed up, ready, waited for you. Eventually they gave up and started doing something else. Now you're trying to play a game or work out, but no one's in its position anymore. The whole team is out of sync. So why this matters? This is important because this is a cool concept. I started doing some research in because we have a weight loss clinic. I'm always trying to give the best information, the most research information to everybody who comes in. But this is why it matters. So for your weight and your health in the morning, your body is incredibly good at handling sugar. So your glucose, you can process so much better. Insulin is much more sensitive. So if you eat a bowl of oatmeal at 7 a.m., your body processes it easily, right? Cleanly, uses it for energy and then moves on. If you eat that exact same bowl of oatmeal at 9 p.m., your body's confused. It processes it much more slowly, stores it away as fat, and your blood sugar stays elevated for hours. Same food, totally different outcome, just because the clock on the wall. So there's something called cortisol. And this is a very important thing for health and weight gain as well. So, you know, many people call it the stress hormone, but actually it's really helpful in the morning. Every single morning, your body releases a natural wave of cortisol right when you wake up. So we have natural cortisol. As long as it's not elevated, you're okay. This isn't bad stress cortisol. This is wake up and get moving cortisol. So it fires up your digestion, sharpens your brain, and basically rolls out the red carpet for breakfast. So eating in the morning works with that wave. Skipping breakfast wastes it entirely. It's like getting a running start and then just stopping. And then there's morning sunlight. So I get into this all the time. I'm talking about it now in terms of nutrition and health. But, you know, get up in the morning and look at sunlight. Now, when the weather's a little bit better, you can do it now if you're a radical person. I do it sometimes, but you can go outside right now and just stare at the sun. So if the sun's below 25 degrees in the sky, so it just came up over the horizon, let's say it's just rising. If you stared at the sun, that's one of the best things you can do for resetting that master clock in the morning. So if you look at morning sunlight, it's going to tie the whole thing together. When you get outside or open up your curtains and you let the real light hit your eyes within the first 30 minutes of waking up, it supercharges the master clock signal. Then when you eat breakfast shortly after that, your whole body gets a double confirmation. The light says go, the food says go, and every organ snaps into its most efficient fat-burning, energy-producing mode for the rest of the day. So scientists have done experiments where they've taken two groups of people, and they're both doing intermittent fasting. This is why I'm upgrading my concept of intermittent fasting to include chrononutrition. So basically, choosing certain hours of the day to eat or not eat. Both groups fasted for the same number of hours. Both groups ate the same exact food. The only difference was one group ate earlier in the day, another group ate later. So the group that ate later, or a group that ate earlier, lost significantly more fat, had better blood pressure, and better overall health markers, even though everything else was identical. Same hours of fasting, same food, just better results from sliding the eating window to earlier that day. So that's a really cool concept, right? And I always look for these simple changes to get your body working better. And I talk about losing weight a lot, but it's equal. So if you lose weight, you're really doing everything right to get your body healthier. Now, you might need some more intervention to drop the weight faster, but basically to get your body working better. And it's not that hard. Just move your eating window. And many people intermittent fast, even unknowingly, right? You get up and you eat it. You're not hungry. You eat at 10 in the morning. You finish eating by 6 at night. That's an 8-hour window right there. I'm just asking you to slide it earlier. So slide it to when you first get up, maybe half hour, 45 minutes after waking up. That's the best time to eat your breakfast and get your body working better and reprogram the clock to work for you instead of against you. So what does this all mean in simple terms? It means if your body, it's just not a machine that counts calories. It's a time-sensitive machine that cares deeply about when those calories show up. So if you eat with the sun, not against it, have breakfast soon, just right after you wake up. Don't eat a giant meal right before bed. Keep your meals at roughly the same times each day so your body clock knows what to expect. And then these simple habits worth, you know, with millions, thousands of years of human biology, and the research shows it can make a real difference in your weight and your health and energy. So we have incorporated this with our eating systems. Hudson Valley Nutrition is my company, and we work with people to lose weight. And honestly, also to do, have them be more, you know, nutritious too. And they lose weight very, very quickly because we use these concepts. A couple concepts we use that are very different. They're radically different than what other people are doing. And definitely not talking about the GLP-1 drugs because those drugs are dangerous. They are. You're starving yourself. Listen, you want to lose weight? Go on an island. Go on an island and don't eat. You'll lose weight, I promise you. But you're going to lose muscle, organs, skin, everything you're going to lose. Now, GLP-1 drugs, 70% of your weight loss is tissue, not fat. So that's very, very scary. You're losing everything else but fat, only 30% of it's fat. So I'm not even getting into the weight loss drugs because there's a much better way to drop weight, much healthier, you know, physiologically more proper. So I'm getting into that. So we do this all the time with people. And when we do it, they lose weight very quickly, but they do it very healthily. And I'll give you some information. The first 40 days, people lose 20 to 40 pounds, honestly. 20 to 40 pounds. We actually have a guarantee that 20 pounds of weight will be lost in the first 40 days, and it needs to be 90% fat. So understand that 90% fat will be lost, not 70% tissue and 30% fat when you do the drugs, but 90% fat because you're doing it correctly and your body's much, much healthier. So once again, you know, if you want to come in, I'm going to open up 10 times just to come in and figure this out. Because, you know, if you can figure out how to drop weight, which is the number one thing our country, more than any time in history, we've been battling, get your cortisol levels right, stop storing all that fat around your gut. You know, stop storing all the fat around your butt. These are the places that people store all their fat in because their cortisol levels are so high. They're so extra stressed. The body just puts it there. And quite honestly, if you're just trying to do a normal diet, you're not going to lose the weight. It's impossible. You really need to do it differently. So if you want to come in, give us a call. We'll do give away 10 times, 10 free initial evaluations. It's normally $150 to meet with a coach. We have scanning systems that give you information exactly what you need to know, what you need to be eating, all that stuff. But give us a call. It's 845-896-1200 and say, I want to come in. I want to be checked out. I want to see if I can lose weight. I want to see if you can help me. Whatever you want to say, say it, and we'll call you back Monday and set you up with the appointment. Or you can just text us the word LOSS, L-O-S-S, at the same number, 845-896-1200. If you do this, and I'm going to tell you, just as I spoke about before, you know, about purpose, Scottie Scheffler, the golfer. I told about this story where, you know, he's talking about his purpose and why he continues wanting to win all this golf stuff, but his purpose is really his family and his purpose is to God too, is what he said in his quote. That's a very noble purpose. That's the purpose that gets stuff done. If he's training for golf, who cares? If he's doing stuff for his family, supporting his family, being a better father, all that stuff, that's what really matters to me. I had a patient come in the other day and he was going through all of his symptoms and then he told me he had this purpose and the purpose was much larger. He had a big why. He had a big why I wanted this to happen. And I said, thank you for letting me know that because that gets me fired up to help you out. So when you have a big purpose and you come in, let us know that because that gets us fired up. We don't do stuff for money. We don't do stuff for, you know, accolades. We do stuff because we want to help you. I've taken care of our Olympic teams. We have many celebrities coming in, but I want to help you. Honestly, that's my main focus and that's my purpose. So come in, let me know your big purpose. And let me know why you want to be helped and we'll be there 100% to help you. Once again, call that number 845-896-1200 and let us know and we'll get back to you and try to help you out. All right, now I want to end the show with some real important information. I'm going to ask your permission. Can I end the show with important information? It's important to me and I feel it's important to everybody, but I'm going to get into the top five regrets of people who are near dying, near deathbed. So this is super important for us to realize. I only have so much time, so I'm going to get in pretty quickly. Number one is that I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not to the others, what others expected of me. This was the most common regret of all. Not money, not status, not missed career opportunities. Number one regret was wanting them to, they want to do more stuff that they want to do, not what they felt other people wanted them to do. So that's so important, right? That's main purpose of my radio show is getting you guys to understand the realness of life. And life is so rewarding when you follow these strategies of people just about to die because they have nothing to lose and they just want to tell you the truth. Next thing is they wish they hadn't worked so hard. Guys, enjoy your life. Enjoy it. Have a great time. See your family, right? Have your family want to be around you when you retire. That's the best thing you can do. Next one is, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings, right? Be honest. I love honest people. That's one thing about the Northeast, right? We're real honest. We talk about people. It's not like the South where we just say, you know, oh, bless your soul, you know, all these sayings. Sometimes we're just real up here and people don't always like it, but I love that concept of just being real. You know, if you're real, then people know where you stand. And, you know, people who they wish they could express their feelings more, will express more love, express more caring, express more, you know, wanting other people to do better, right? That's the main thing. Okay, number four is, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. When you're about to die, you're not caring about, you know, your car, your house, you know, fancy things you own. You're caring about your people you love, your friends and your family. That's so important. Your friends and your family, the only thing that really matter, and they should matter throughout our whole life. And next thing is, I wish I'd let myself be happier. Happiness is a choice. Enjoying life is a choice. Warren Buffett was interviewed and he said by someone, they said, you know, tell me the difference between being rich, really rich, and wealthy. He said, being rich is just having enough to go out to dinner every once in a while, go on vacation every once in a while. That's rich. You're rich. Really rich is just more of that. He goes, I have a car, I have a house, same as you, I have a TV, same as you. He says, I travel better than you, but that's it. He says, being wealthy is about having your health and having your family members want to be around you. That's so cool. Health and family members want to be around you because people want to climb this imaginary ladder to become ultra rich, only to realize they want their family to be around them and they want their health, and they can do it right now. So I'm going to encourage you this week to focus on the real things in life, encourage you to build your relationships, encourage you to, get relationships better that are damaged so you can have a great week and a great life. So guys, bless you. I love you. I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio, and I hope you have a great, great week, and I'll talk to you then.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.